Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen. Hello, this is Sue. Welcome to the Prayers Before Dawn podcast. Our first prayer is from Tina. Tina says, "Please pray for my dad's health. He goes for scans for spots on his lung. Mom passed earlier this year. I cannot lose another parent. Thank you." Heavenly Father, we come to you with hearts full of hope and trust, lifting up Tina's father as he prepares for scans to investigate the spots on his lung. Lord, we ask for your healing power to touch his body, restore him to full health, and granting peace to his spirit. Guide the hands and minds of the medical team, giving them clarity and wisdom in their care. Father, Tina is grieving the loss of her mother earlier this year and is overwhelmed at the thought of losing another parent. Wrap her in your comforting embrace, providing strength and reassurance during this uncertain time. Remind her that you will walk with her through every trial, offering steadfast love and hope. May Tina and her father feel your presence in every moment, and may they trust in your perfect plan. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. From Stephanie, "I'm very depressed. I fought it so hard. I'm very blank. Life is hurting me so bad. I need to feel better this coming year. I have high hopes. Prayers, please." Heavenly Father, your word tells us the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. We come before you lifting up Stephanie, who is battling deep depression and pain. Lord, be her refuge and strength, her comfort and hope in this difficult season. Father, you promise in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Help Stephanie to hold on to this truth, even in moments when life feels overwhelming. Fill her heart with your peace that surpasses all understanding, and remind her of your unwavering love. Lord, as the new year approaches, we pray for renewal in Stephanie's mind, body, and spirit. Replace her feelings of blankness with a deep sense of your presence. Let your words in Isaiah 40, verse 31, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Give her the courage to face each day with hope. May Stephanie feel surrounded by your light and love, and may she experience healing joy and a sense of purpose in the year ahead. Guide her steps towards the help and support she needs, and bless her with the reassurance that you will never leave her side. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. From Marie, asking for prayers today in a very difficult situation. Loving Father, we come to you on behalf of Marie, who is facing a very difficult situation. You know the burdens she carries and the struggles that weigh on her heart. Lord, be her refuge and strength, her ever-present help in this time of trouble. Surround her with your peace that surpasses all understanding, and remind her that she is never alone, for you are with her always. Father, grant Marie clarity, wisdom, and courage to navigate the challenges before her. Send her the support she needs, friends, family, or mentors who can uplift and guide her. Help her to trust in your perfect plan and to rest in the assurance of your steadfast love. As it says in Romans 8, verse 28, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. May this truth fill Marie with hope and confidence that you are working in her life, even in this challenging time. We entrust Marie and her situation into your hands, knowing that you are a God of mercy, grace, and boundless love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. From Anonymous, please say a prayer for my daughter's dog, Chance. Chance has to get x-rays and a sonogram on Thursday. He got blood work on Saturday, and his pancreatic enzymes are still elevated from back in June. Please pray all labs come back normal and his liver is good. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you with concern for Chance, a cherished member of this family. Lord, you are the creator of all life, and we know you care deeply for every living being. We ask for your healing hand to be upon Chance as he undergoes x-rays and a sonogram. Please bring wisdom and clarity to the veterinarians and all who care for him. We pray that his pancreatic enzymes return to normal and that his liver shows no signs of harm or illness. Grant comfort and peace to his family as they await the results, and remind them of your loving presence through this time of uncertainty. Lord, thank you for the joy and companionship that Chance brings. Please continue to bless him with health and strength so he may remain a source of happiness for this family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From Cheryl, I'm having a difficult time this past year. I lost my husband this time last year, and I can't bear to face Christmas without him. Please pray for me and all who are suffering loss this holiday season. Heavenly Father, in this season of joy and celebration, we lift up Cheryl and all who are carrying the weight of grief and loss. Your word reminds us in Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Lord, draw near to Cheryl in her sorrow. Wrap her in your loving arms and grant her comfort and peace that surpasses understanding. Father, as Cheryl faces this Christmas season without her beloved husband, fill the empty space in her heart with your presence. Help her to find moments of hope and healing amidst the pain, and remind her of the promise in Matthew 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Let her feel the assurance of your love and the hope of eternal life in Christ, where one day all tears will be wiped away. We also pray for all who are grieving during this time. May your light shine into their darkness, and may your peace reign in their hearts. Help them to know they are not alone, for you walk with them every step of the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From Thomas, please pray for my financial hardships to change for the better. I don't have a lot of emotional support, so please, any prayers would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, and God bless you. Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of Thomas, who is facing financial hardships and feeling the weight of limited emotional support. Lord, you are our provider and sustainer, the one who knows every need before we even ask. As your word says in Philippians 4, verse 19, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." We trust in your faithfulness to provide and make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, please bring a breakthrough in his financial situation. Open doors of opportunity, wisdom, and provision that will ease his burdens and bring stability and hope. Surround him with people who can offer encouragement, kindness, and love so they feel supported and valued in this difficult season. Father, strengthen his heart and mind as he navigates these challenges. Remind Thomas that you are always with him, as promised in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Fill their heart with pure peace and assurance that brighter days are ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From Sheila, a prayer request for a wonderful man who is struggling with life changes and grief and could possibly be contemplating giving up. I love him and adore him. He has a beautiful heart, but I'm scared. God knows who he is. Please pray for him. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts burdened for this man who is struggling through life's challenges, grief, and despair. You are the God of all comfort and healing. As your word reminds us in Psalm 34, verse 18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Draw near to him now, Lord, and let him feel the depth of your love and presence. Father, touch his heart and mind with your peace and hope. Lift the weight of grief and uncertainty that he carries and remind him of your promise in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Guide him towards healing, renewal, and the strength to keep moving forward. We also pray for Sheila, who loves and cares for him deeply. Fill her with wisdom, patience, and courage to be a source of light and support for him. May she feel your peace and assurance as she entrusts him into your hands. Lord, we ask that you surround this man with people who will uplift him, encourage him, and remind him of his worth and purpose in you. Protect him from despair and lead him into a season of restoration and joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.